voice whisper in my ears. Half of the people are scared with the message of this morning. And I'm thinking, I can't believe this. Are you serious?
Yep.
But be patient with them.
All right.
In the light of the teachings that you have had this last few weeks, to a certain degree, it's understandable that people may be frightened, not because curses can attack or destroy us, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. So when we are living in righteousness, there are nothing to be afraid of, because God is with us. I'm more scared of you than I am of the devil. You can always predict the devil's move. And when he plays stupid, we can use the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony and overpower him. Nevertheless, tonight, in the light of what you have learned, and for those of you who are still a little scared or concerned about it, I want to show you through the word of God that you have nothing to be fearful or afraid of when it comes to curses, because Jesus is your protector. Amen. And this is the theme of tonight's meditation. I'll be brief, because God wants you to understand tonight that you're not alone. You haven't been abandoned. I said you haven't been abandoned. Jesus is and always will be your protector. And I'm going to start in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. I'm going to be using most of the time the New Living Translation because it's easy for everybody to grasp. Despite of the fact that I mentioned that a curse without cause cannot stick to you, some folks still didn't get that. Therefore, tonight, I want to bring you to Isaiah 43, verse 2, so that you can understand that the devil has no power, no rights, no reason to molest you when you and I are living a righteous life in the presence of God. Read it with me. When you go through deep waters, guess what?
I will be with you.
When you go through rivers of difficulty, when you walk through the fire of oppression, the flames will not consume you. There is no problem in life, there is no difficulty in life that will cause God to abandon you. It's very clear, very, very clear. If you even check on the Never Inspired Version, it's still clear. Brother, give me the Never Inspired Version here. Even on that version, it's still clear. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. In other words, Jesus is your protector. No matter how difficult life may be, no matter how tough situations may be, no matter what may come your way, Jesus is your protector at all times. And I like the next verse on the Message Bible, 43:3 on the Message Bible is really, really comforting. Why none of that stuff will touch us? Listen to this. Because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel, you saved. I paid a huge price for you. All of it. With rich cash, and Seba thrown in. God is saying, I am your God. I am your personal God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God is your protector. Even if Satan tried to put a curse in you, he can't, unless we have been given him the entry point, because a curse without cause cannot alight. Amen? The Holy One of Israel, your personal God, he's going to defend you. He's going to protect you. Now, let's read this on the New Living Translation, brother. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Curses may alight on some other people. That does not follow and serve the God of Israel. But you are protected because Jesus is your protector. Are we still together here?
Yes.
Well, but I don't know, preach, after hearing all this, I see so much things happening. Let's go to Psalms 3:3 on the New Living Translation. Let's read it. But you, O Lord, there's someone, something always around you, a shield of protection. That's why I say, and I will die saying the same thing. Bible-believing people not supposed to walk heads down. Amen. Lift up your heads. Because God, your God, is a shield around you. And he's the one who holds your head high. We're not talking about pride. We're talking about dignity. Bible-believing people not supposed to walk in heads down all the time, beat up, because you have a shield around you. And it is the God of Israel. When you go to 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, the very first part of this verse is really delightful to read. 2 Chronicles 16, 9. The very first part of it. Watch this. The eyes of the Lord in order fully committed. Tell your neighbor, God's eyes is upon you. To strengthen you. You have a protector. You have no reason to be afraid. The book says that the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth. It's not only the land of Israel. The whole earth. The eyes of God are searching in order to strengthen those hearts that are fully committed to him. This is why I tell you, you don't have to be afraid of curses. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. You don't have to be afraid of the evil day, because your God will search for you wherever you may be. I love when the Lord allowed the word whole earth to be there. Because it means if you're in Africa, he's going to be searching you, if you're fully committed to him, to strengthen your heart. If you're in Ireland, he's going to check you on you too. If you're in Japan, China, whatever you may be, South America, Asia, the eyes of the Lord are searching the whole earth to strengthen those whose heart are fully committed to him. Listen to the same scripture on the Never Inspired Version. Watch this. For the eyes of the Lord range or reaches out throughout the earth to strengthen those whose heart are fully committed to him. Now, the Message Bible is a little crazy, but I still want to show you this. God is always on the alert. Constantly on the lookout for people who are totally committed to Him. So our God never slumbers. He doesn't sleep. We don't have any reason to be afraid of anybody or anything for that matter. You see with me? Now let's go to Deuteronomy 1, verse 30. Deuteronomy 1, 30. Brother, can you give me the message, the New Living Translation on this thing? Pay attention to this scripture here. I'll see if you can see it. The Lord, your God, is going ahead of you. Why? He will fight for you, just as you saw Him do it in Egypt. The Lord, your God, is going ahead of you, and He will fight for you. You've got serious protection, brothers and sisters. Maybe it will be the case for you to mark that down on your Bible. When difficult comes, when you think that things are going down south, or think that things are going cuckoo, remind yourself that the Lord your God goes ahead of you and is fighting for you. Give me the Message Bible here, brother. God, your God is leading the way. And what else is doing? You have no reason to be afraid because your God is leading the way. What do I do, preacher? Relax, sit back, and see the salvation of your God. No need to be afraid of curses. And I guarantee by the end of this service, there's going to be still somebody afraid of curses. Stubbornness is on the heart of the child. And child of God, somebody will still be afraid of curses. I'll remind you again. God, your God, is leading the way. He is fighting for you. Amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God is fighting for you. When we go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, again and again, we find some powerful words here, especially on those times when you and I get discouraged. It's good to be reminded. But the Lord is faithful. He will and curses cannot get attached to you because your God is a faithful God. Your God will strengthen you in the toughest time in life. And the best of all, you are no match for Satan. And this is why he will guard you. Can you put the same scripture on the New Living on the Message Bible, please? Let's read it. But the Master never let us down. He will stick by you and protect you from evil. You can always count on God. When everything else fails, you can always count on God because He will stick by you. And He will protect you all day long. Let's go now to Exodus 23:22. But if you are careful to obey Him, following all my instructions. What happened? Who's talking here? For a brief split second, I was tempted to think about two people talking here. If you obey him, God. Are we together here? If you obey him, God, follow all my instructions,
Jesus,
then I, Jesus, will be an enemy to your enemies. And I will oppose those who oppose you. From day one, from the beginning, Jesus shows up here and there on the Old Testament to let you and I know that from the get-go, he chose to be with his people. He chose to protect his people. He chose to oppose those who oppose you. He chose to be enemy to your enemies. You have a protector. And his name is Jesus Christ. Brother, give me 1 Samuel 2:9 on the Message Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. Watch this. He protectively cares for step by step, but leaves the wicked to stumble in the dark. No one makes it in this life. Aren't you glad to have Jesus on your team? Aren't you glad to have Jesus on your side? Isn't that great to know that the God of Israel will protectively care for his faithful friends? Now, that's the message in the Bible. Okay, give them the New King James. Here. He will guard the feet of whom? Don't deal. But the wicked, for by strength, very same thing. It is good to be reminded that you have a protector, and his name is Jesus Christ. I like the way that the New Living Translation puts this thing here. He will protect who? In other words, all that you and I need to do is be faithful to God, and you have 24 hours protection. You have a protector better than any secret service. Listen to Psalm 61:31. Let's start with the NLT. Psalms chapter 61, verse 3. Watch this. For you are a fortress. Tell your neighbor, your enemy cannot reach you. You're safe in God. Folks, you have a protector. Are you with me here? You have a protector. The devil can't reach you, because you are safely refuged in God. I wonder what the Message Bible says on this thing. I didn't check. Ooh, I like that. You've always given me breathing room, a place to get away from it all. Tell your neighbor, can always get away to God. You know, there is such an encouraging scripture to know. You don't have to be afraid of curses. You don't have to be afraid of demons. You don't have to be afraid of devils. You don't have to be afraid of your spouse. You can always run away to God. Amen? Wow. Didn't hear an amen for no brother here. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go to Zephaniah 3:17. Go to who? Zephaniah. Is there a book called Zephaniah? Yes, it's right around the Haggai in the Old Testament. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 is inspiring. If I would be you, I would mark that on my Bible. Listen to this. For the Lord your God is
living among you.
Come on, third graders. For the Lord your God is
living among you.
And he is
mighty Savior.
He will take delight. Come on, mark your Bible. Mark your Bible. This is a verse that each one of you should have memorized. For the Lord your God is living among you. So why are you afraid of pestilence? Why are you afraid of curses? God is living among us. Why are you going to the doctor? I don't know. God is living among us. Isn't that what it says? Well, that's not the New King James. Give them the New King James. Or the King James, I don't care. Here, watch this. For the Lord thy God, which means he's living among you, is mighty and what?
He will save.
He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with song. Singing. I ain't got no British people here, but you know, sometimes the hard-headed ones, oh, that's not a King James. Well, here you go. Now watch this. Put the Message Bible in there, brother. Look how crazy it gets. Your God is present among you. A strong warrior there to save you. Happy to have you back. He will calm you with his love and delight you. Did you get that? You don't have to be afraid of demons. You don't have to be afraid of devils. You don't have to be afraid of spouses. You don't have to be afraid of curses. You don't have to be afraid of the government. You don't have to be afraid of anything because the Lord your God is present among you. I love the New Living Translation because it says he is living among you. And he's a mighty Savior. Isn't that great? He will take delight in you with gladness. Let's go to 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3, 12, and maybe 13. Let's start with 1 Peter 3, 12. Hallelujah. First Peter, chapter 3, 12. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. And his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turned his face against those who do evil. You've got a protector whose eyes are upon you at all times. You've got a protector whose ears are always open to listen to your prayers. Brother, give me the Message Bible on this one here. God looks on all this with approval. How do we know that he's approving us? You've got a protector. You've got somebody working on your behalf. You've got somebody that's always ready to listen when you pray. Let's go to Deuteronomy 33:27. Have I given you enough scripture to know that you are protected?
Amen.
Have you got enough to understand that you have a protector, that Jesus is your protector? You got that? Watch this. Deuteronomy 3:3-7. The ancient God is home on a foundation of everlasting art. He drove out the enemy before you and commanded, destroy. Huh? Give them the New Living Translation. Make it easy for them. The eternal God is your refuge. And his everlasting arms are under you. He drives out the enemy before you, and he cries out, destroy them. Do you understand why you don't have to be afraid of curses? You don't have to be afraid of demons. And you don't have to be afraid of the devil. Are we still together here? I'm going to wrap up with Psalms 91. Verses 5-7. I think it's enough for the evening before you forget everything that we read here. Psalms 91, 5-7. Do not be afraid of nor do not dread nor though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you. Tell your neighbor, curse cannot alight on my life. Amen. I like this way, the way that this one is placed here. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night. That the stinking piece of garbage will try to make God's people afraid, fearful. I have seen in the United States more than any other country where I have been, that the devil play with the mind of church people and they fall right like ducks. Just like that. I have never seen so much church people into antidepressant and cuckoo medicine. Why is that? Because you do not understand that you have a protector. You don't realize who you are in Christ Jesus. You're not using the resources that are out there available for you. You should not be afraid of the terror of night. It doesn't matter who it is. Well, but things are walking in my house. Get up in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I resist you. And I send you back to the pits of hell. That's all. Would that work? Try it for a change. He said, resist the devil. And what happened? But yet you have people drinking medicine, church people drinking cuckoo medicine because they're afraid there's noise in the house. Things are walking around and all that garbage. You should not be afraid of the terror of the night. Nor the arrow that flies in the day. What are he talking about? Have you heard people talk, they were walking in the house? It's like something hit them. Did you hear that? Have you ever heard somebody say that? I was okay. And then all of a sudden it's like something, boom, hit me. That's the arrow that flies the day. What if one hit me? Cast it out. Shouldn't. But if it does, send it back where it belongs. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, Oh, man, it's flu season. Flu season is coming here. And the government is saying that everybody should go take flu shot because there's not going to be enough flu shot. Who cares? Who cares? Crazy think I'm going to pay for somebody to put disease on my body? Why? Well, because your body got used to it and learned to fight it. No! I'm too cheap to do that. I'd rather go with Jesus. It's free. Do not be afraid of disease that's stuck in darkness. No disaster that strikes at midday. A hurricane is coming tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Be ready. Yes, I'm ready. Where are you? Get out in the name of Jesus. Go around my house. I'm preaching. We don't have so much faith as you do. Yes, you do. You have more than I do. Because when you decide to listen to what man is saying, and then you're going to board up all your house. Like if that's going to take care of your house, I'll take a chance with Jesus. Put it in the Message Bible here, brother. Fear-filled things. Not wild wolves in the night. Not flying arrows on the day. Not disease that prowls through the darkness. Not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even grace you. You have a protector, and his name is Jesus Christ. Say, I have a protector.
I have a protector.
His name is Jesus Christ.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Therefore, I'm not afraid.
Therefore, I'm not afraid.
In Jesus' name.